Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I thought that's what we were doing.
No, I thought we were doing a script. That's why I made new scripts.
I thought we were doing a power hour first.
I thought it was a different thing.
And then we're doing scripts after.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were doing a power hour so we have Dan, something to release.
Dan, what did you think we were doing?
I thought we were just doing a power hour.
Fucking.
Yeah, I'm here if we're not doing a power hour.
I thought we were doing power hour. Who?
I thought Scotty was going to be
Shut up back there. All right.
I thought Scotty was going to be a surprise voice.
Let you out of your cage.
Once a year, I get let out.
How do I fucking fix this?
Is that all they can see is my guns?
Just one gun, yeah. Well, no, they can see a full screen. Oh. But just for us, it shows you just your bicep in our screen. That's it.
It's got 2 hours.
We're doing a power hour, and then we're recording we're doing a hard hour, and then we're doing a fucking script.
Oh, shit.
That's what I thought we were doing. Because or else we'll have nothing to release on Monday.
Then we're going to the doghouse after fucking.
Then we won't have anything to release Monday.
I thought we released D&D.
This Monday. We have to do something for next Monday.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm glad we're doing a fucking power because I got a story.
All right.
On the way to lacrosse. On the way to lacrosse today. Fucking, of course, bumper to bumper. And the whole way. Whole fucking way, bumper to bumper. Miserable. Not having a great time. I'm grumpy, kid's grumpy in the back seat. He's chirping. And I'm driving, I'm pissed off. I'm making moves, right? So I won't deny that. I'm not going to plead complete innocent, but I'm making moves. I'm finding lanes. You know, I'm looking for the opening, right? Like, as you do, being on the offense, right? And like 20 minutes into my drive, I look behind me and I see this guy on what looks like almost looks like one of those like fucking, you know, remember the show Chips? Like Eric Estrada.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those like cop bikes.
Bike cop, yeah.
The big fucking thick ass cop bikes. And the guy's, I can see him. He's kind of behind me and I see fucking this, right? And I'm like, well, fucking weird, right? But whatever. Fucking not paying too much attention. The guy looks like an idiot. Don't think much out of it. 10 minutes later, you know, I pull up the light and you see the fucking bike fucking just last minute, like cut in front of the car that was like beside me and like park at the red light and fucking give me one of these. Right. And I'm just like, so I fucking roll down the window and the guy's hot. He's like, are you fucking deaf or just retarded? Like screaming at me. And I'm just like,
oh, sir.
And I'm like, I was like shocked.
At what?
And he's like, you got fucked up to say. And he's like yelling. And I like kind of blank stare for a second, kind of caught off guard. And then I'm just like, and I was like, oh fuck, sorry, man. I'm like,
you're like Rob.
I was like, yeah. I'm like, I was just taken aback about how fucking stupid you look. And he's like, what the fuck is that to me? And he's riding one of these. It's like a fucking trike.
With the two
front
wheels?
It's like a reversible. It's like two tires on the back, one on the.
Oh, yeah.
And like, this guy, and he's got a big fucking GoPro on his helmet, big old shit locker, like Logan sitting on this thing, like looks ridiculous. And he's losing his fucking mind. He's yelling at me. And I'm just like, yeah, you look dumb, man. I'm like, sorry, like my bad. I just, you know, I don't know. Sure. Okay. And I'm like, why do you have training wheels on your motorcycle? Like, what the fuck, right? I was like, my kid ditched his training wheels fucking months ago and he's five. And the guy's steaming hot. And then all of a sudden this back window goes zzzzt, and this little voice pops up in a car seat and goes, you look like a big dumb idiot. And then rolls up the fucking window and Niall just chirps the guy, comes from the fucking top rope. And I'm just like, yeah. And then lights green and we just go. And I was just like, that was the best assist I've ever seen in my life.
Did you reach back for a fist pump there?
Oh, dude. Yeah. I was like, after that, I was like, what do you want to do after practice? You want to go to an ice cream? Whatever. That was amazing.
You're like, dude, you're like, I was just.
Do you know how mad that guy must have been?
Getting chirped by a five-year-old?
Just a five-year-old, like, barely able to get his head up because he's got the safety window. You know, it only goes three quarters down just to pop his head up. Fucking big dumb idiot. I'm like, he's right. You are a big dumb idiot.
Yeah, fucking, who's road raging nowadays? Like, give your head
especially
a
on one of those fucking things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking stupid. Weird
to road. Yeah, if you have enough money to, like, have one of those things, you're just like, why yelling at anybody?
Buddy, I would, like, literally, you give me any option. I'd rather walk than ride one of those fucking things.
You
like
get that thing looks by a five-year-old, horrible. Yeah, you lose right away.
100%.
It's game over. Yeah, you just, you tuck your tail. Yeah. You tuck your tail.
It was perfect, though, because in Niall's brain, like in my kid's brain, to hear that somebody's still using training rules, he's like, that's the best trip I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, oh yeah. You were right? Playing, like, you
any
were
kid on
the
block that's still got training wheels? What a fucking duster.
You were playing a crowd. The only thing is now, Niall's going to be such a bully.
He already
any,
is.
Any kid.
It's a problem.
Any kid
it's a
that's
problem.
Using training wheels, you'd be like, you're a dumb idiot.
I wonder
you're
why.
You're a stupid idiot.
It's already happening. It's too late.
That's hilarious. Dano, welcome back to the land of the living. Mm-hmm. How was your Thailand adventure? Sanuk Mak Mak?
Yep, had a good time.
What was the best part?
Nice. Best part? I got to see my favorite Thai singer in concert. That was pretty neat.
The lady from White Lotus? The old lady?
No. No, as my favorite Thai Isan singer. And she's actually the number one singer, like number one popular.
Number one good.
In the Isan genre. And then which is a Northern Thai dialect. It's like, it's kind of like their country music, like in compared to Western. And then I saw her, she's number one. And then number two, whose name, played before her. So I got to see number one, number two Isan singers together. Like, it was pretty rad concert. That was pretty fun. That was neat.
That was the highlight.
That was, yeah.
I doubt it.
It was good. it was a really cool concert. Like, I don't know. It was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Did you guys see where fuck the, not only is there's a black hole out there, there's a brand new black hole. Fucking sending radio signals every 2 minutes.
What radio station is playing?
I don't know. Fuck, Silk FM or something. All the hits, John Tesh.
Nothing wrong with that.
But and like, scientists are like, we're not sure. They're like, it could be trying to communicate. We don't know. We have no idea. We've never observed anything like this before. And hot on the heels of that, there's fucking now signals underneath the ice in Antarctica. They're like, we know what that is either. Like, so I don't know. We're on the verge of World War III. Nukes are about to fly. We're getting regular signals under the ice and from fucking a black hole. We're toast, boys. In times.
Know. I mean, things are popping off, but I don't think it constitutes World War
III. I think both of the things you're talking about are not exactly what you're talking about.
No, they're connected. They're both connected. Both signals.
Everything's connected.
Listen, okay. Dan, is it too much of a leap for me to say they found a black hole that's emitting radio signals that could possibly be some sort of message? And then you hear there's some new signals underneath the ice. It's you're saying it's too much of a leap for me to take.
I don't know if it was a black hole or is it a quasar star? Because it was like, I read some of that.
Let's go with quasar.
Right, let's go with quasar. Either way, it's talking to the ice. Is that too much of a leap?
What, No,
is that too much of a leap?
I mean, they can
signals and signals.
Yeah, bit of a leap. Yeah.
What if it woke something Olympic, beneath the ice?
Olympic Dan. Olympic quality leap, Olympic launch up leap, and it wasn't radio signals from under the ice. Like I'm pretty sure it was just like
tapping.
No.
Something's tapping under the ice.
I'm gonna say cosmic rays, but it's like that's kind of what it was. It's like it's not radio signals. Like it's a different type.
But
of
But if it was cosmic rays, we'd all have superpowers by now.
That's
what we know from this.
It's like, but it's a different type. It's a different type of radio wave or something. It's not exactly communication.
The only positive I see to this potential nuclear conflict happening right now is that if a nuke does get fired, then it's going to eliminate the theory that aliens don't let us shoot off any more nukes. Right? Because if one gets fired, then we're like,
I don't think it's worth it.
UFO activity go up.
Yeah.
Great.
Right? If we're seeing a flap, right?
Yeah, but Israel's not going to nuke Iran.
No, they're going to talk the U.S. into doing it for them.
No, they're not. I mean, Iran doesn't have nuclear capabilities yet. There's no nukes are happening. That's a great.
Listen, they've been on the verge of having. They've been a week away from having nukes since 1995. Any week now, baby. You just got to zoom out at any time.
Literally, I think they saw the perfect opportunity, like after getting Assad and everything out of there. I think they're looking for opportunity for a regime change. Which has worked really well in the past.
Everywhere else, yeah.
Especially in fucking Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other places.
This might be the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life that I picked up.
You can't see it.
Where did you get that?
Where did you off the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can't? Oh, well.
I can see it.
I can see half of Scotty and half of you.
Oh, I can see your camera.
It's fucking great.
But since we're in audio media, can you describe it to people who are listening and not
it's
watching?
Like, imagine you, like it's a Samuel Jackson hat. You know what I mean? Like you've
it's
seen
like a Kango. It is not right? a Kango.
Well, it is. I think it's supposed to go this way. But then it's like if a trucker wanted one.
Trucker Kango, gas station Kango. Yeah,
that is a mix. Yes. That is a mix of a trucker hat and the hat that the kid wore at the beginning of fucking Dick Tracy. That's getting beat up by that weird bum.
Oh, maybe hat. Yeah.
Weird bum.
Yeah, I've never seen any. Like it's the weirdest.
What does it say on it? Where did you find that thing?
It's got to say something Irish on the front.
No, it says Canadian Paper Workers Union.
Oh, okay.
It's a paper boy.
Oh,
hat.
It's a paper boy hat. It's a page boy hat.
That's
or
exactly what it is. Hey, extra. Listen there, boy. 25 cents. All the rage. All the news. Yeah, and then listen, we got fucking Miss Conspiracy here. Where have you been? What's been going on with you?
Oh, yeah, not much. Had an exciting day today, actually. Couple guys that look like Andrew had a fist fight on my site today.
Oh, nice.
A couple pros?
Oh, yeah.
A couple Jeets?
Dude, right in front of me.
What the fuck?
Same eyebrows.
Bloody bastard.
Dude, so these guys, they're yelling at each other. I can't understand what the fuck they're saying. I'm like 5 feet away from them. They start pushing, and I'm like, oh, they're just playing around. No, shit got serious so quick. They fucking start slugging on each other.
Both when you say slugging, is it that sweet slap chest fight?
They're just kicking up the dirt.
That's my favorite. You ever see those videos?
Yeah, I knew exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, they do the big fucking wind-up. Hey,
you fucking buddy. Fucking.
And then they just unleash like six in a row at each other. And then they like fucking run around in a figure eight away from each other and then come back six more.
It's got to be WWE. It has to be. Like it's a work. Has to be. The way I watched it in depth, one guy was exposing chest to be slapped.
Well, they kind of both like beef it up, right? And there's fucking...
Yeah, but I don't know.
Let each other cleave it. That's what was happening on your site. That's wild.
It was great. So it's two guys going at it, wearing tool belts and everything. Little guy, tall guy with long hair. Little guy beats the shit out of the tall guy.
Nice.
Tall guy tries to take him down. Little guy's on his back, grabs two handfuls of this dude's hair and just pulling on it as hard as he could. I'm 5 feet away watching, just doing this.
The old slow head shake. Oh, yeah.
So like they get pulled apart. I watched the whole thing. I didn't try and break it up. It was fucking entertaining. Uh-huh. Watched the whole thing, turn to their boss, and I just go.
They're out
and
of
he's
here.
Like, yeah. And permanent ban from site.
The hair pull's an interesting technique, not utilized a lot.
Okay, wait, so the best part
it
is
all the time on Twitter.
These two fucking guys drove from Nanaimo together. So there's five of them in a car. So the other three stayed on site. and they had to go sit in the car and wait for 5.5 hours for the other guys to get off work.
I wonder if there's a bit of that Russian car fighting. Oh, no.
the fucking car jiu-jitsu yeah, or whatever. Crazy.
That we used to do in the van when they leave us and go to save
them. Oh, yeah, 100%, man. Van fighting, that's what we grew up on.
You guys invented it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some bad ones.
Yeah, you'd be like, you'd start in the back seat on the bench and you'd be like, you'd have a guy folded over backwards over the middle, like giving him a reverse Boston crab. You're like underneath the seats, flexing his back over the top of the seats. Like, it was brutal.
Mom would come back, windows are fogged. What are you guys doing?
I'm the van champ. I was older.
You're the heavyweight van champ.
Oh yeah, 100%. My record speaks for itself. I'm like 111-2. It's insane. I went the streak that I put on. Honestly, record books. I could be in the Hall of Fame.
It's more technique than strength.
Right, let's make some room. Let's do a slap fight right now.
It's good.
Oh, tarps off. Let's go. Yes.
This is a kick up the dirt in here.
Oh, shit. Okay, listen. We need to crowdfund that. That needs to happen.
Van fight?
Yeah.
That needs to happen. Dude, yes, we need that.
We're going all out there.
Do we have to get a van?
I just bought a van.
Okay.
But, so we're going to mix it, though. It's going to be the chest slap fighting and in a van. That's different. You're gonna have to fill the van with fucking sand, too.
Sand, so you just
you gotta get Jamie on board with that.
Yeah, in the new van, just like Jamie, this is gonna be funny. You're gonna love this.
Worth it.
We're gonna don't worry about it. Load the bottom of the brand.
We're gonna
new
get
van.
Like 6 new people on Patreon. Yeah. It's fucking. We gotta do it.
Yeah,
we
get like 4 slaps in, and both of us just be like, nah, no more.
Yeah, do that or some real gas.
Oh yeah. 100%. I don't know, man. I've worked out like 4 times now. I'm feeling jacked. I'm back, baby.
Feeling lean and mean?
Oh, yeah. Dude, the best, too, is like I'm working out with people who haven't worked out in a long, like for like decades.
Yeah,
so
yourself.
Then, no. Well, yeah. But it's been like a year, hard year for me. So I'm just like a god lifting with these guys, just blowing them out.
Buddha.
That guy. Fucking bench 185.
They're like, holy that guy did fuck. 225s on there.
That guy did 225s on there?
Yeah.
So you did 90 pounds?
Yeah, that's impressive with the crew I roll with. All right. Yeah. I did that for one.
That's good.
What else been going on? What else we got?
I don't know.
one of the best parts of being on a paranormal/conspiracy podcast is people come up with me all kinds of weird stuff and they're like, hey man, did you hear about this? And I'm like, of course I didn't hear about it, because I'm like, I'm not on TikTok, I'm not on anything. I'm like, no, I haven't heard about it. He's like, hey, did you hear about what's up with these people eating mermaids? I was like, what? I was like, that sounds wild. Tell me about that. He's like, yeah, man, just it. So I like looked it up, and apparently this has recently popped up that there's like some stuff like floating around TikTok about these parties that the global elites are throwing where they're having mermaids,
surf
they're
and turf.
Mermaid, and yeah, like best of both worlds. Yeah. Like,
is it like,
I was like, what the fuck?
Classic mermaid, like fish bottom, human top, or opposite?
I mean, it's like, I guess like they're getting like, people are putting forth the descriptions of like this
partial cannibalism.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying. I was like, does it qualify as cannibalism? Has to. Like, does it?
Wow. But
that's,
yeah.
Which people are
doing? Does it depend on which part you eat? Like, what? Like,
do
you eat the bottom part?
Tail?
Do mermaids have like salmon? Like, you know what I mean? Are they made of salmon?
They're made of salmon.
It's the only way I can explain it in my pea brain right now. It's like, are they made of salmon? Their whole body, or is it human
like, as
tissue?
As opposed to like looking like red meat.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, is it human tissue on top, like us, if you dissected them, or is it fish meat?
Yeah, so is it like, is it fish, or is it like...
You know what I'm saying?
Is it dolphins?
It's fish bottom and human top.
Yeah.
Well, no. Would it be fish all the way through and just look like human?
Does it look human?
No. Wouldn't it just be like...
Ariel had a couple of fucking milk.
Yeah, when you look at the mermaids, like they don't have the fish tails. They're not vertical, right? They're horizontal. So isn't it, wouldn't it just be like, most likely it'd just be like... dolphin, like it'd just be like,
yeah, that mammal. Makes sense. So what's the, is there a reason, the is there, is it just, well, they're so like, elite, they're like, listen, we're gonna eat these fucking
out of shit to
exotic cryptids
to come up with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like they're serving right next to like unicorn meat. Yeah. You know, like a unicorn pate or something, and you know, and your Bigfoot, like Bigfoot ribs or something. I don't know. It's wild, but they're saying like somebody, I guess somebody on TikTok got like a description of like an attendee like experience with this thing. And it's like they went to some sort of they went to this gathering of these, you know, the global elite, which is weird. Global and it's elite. Like they had the, they took their phones, they signed an NDA, they took them into this dining room that had like a 5-foot silver platter, and then underneath it was a fucking mermaid. Like, and you know, it's just like really something weird that you're just like, what? And it, and I guess they described the taste as, I guess it was like,
Jamie.
Like buttery. No, they said it was like buttery, like scallops, like sounds buttery and soft, like a scallop or whatever.
It's like, or like a fucking person.
I'd try it.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross. You ate somebody.
Yeah. I just it's really weird. What if they just
get like one of the, you know how those kids are showing up in school with tails, little masks? What if they just get one of those weirdos that actually thinks they're a mermaid?
Oh, there is. There's no excuse. I remember there was like that weird obsession. Oh, remember what was that show on Spike TV, 1,000 Ways to Die? I remember there was one where the guy put on he wanted to be a mermaid so bad. He put on a latex suit and then he was like on the beach and he was trying to fucking like wiggle himself down to the beach and he got too hot and he died on the beach in his little mermaid's outfit. Because he couldn't get it off and he just overheated before he hit the water.
I'd be more inclined to believe this if I had saw this like on the like 90s. I feel like I would see if mermaid was a dish that was served. I feel like I would have seen it on a 90s, the 90s version of Iron Chef, like the Japanese version of Iron Chef. Like, today's ingredient. And you'd be like, oh shit. And like a
live. They're just in the underwater cage.
Yeah. And they put it in like, I remember.
Do you boil them alive like lobsters?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, you're a chef, shit. Right? And they're like, hey, you've got to serve mermaid tonight. And you'd be like, what?
Savage. The mermaid's like, please. I have a family. As you're just turning the heat up on the fire.
Do we boil it?
Yeah, I don't know.
do we bleed it?
Just one big pan fry.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, how do you prepare mermaid? Like, do you like steam it?
Little lemon, wrap it in tin foil. Well, got a little first, lemon, right? Some butter,
just sushi it. A little bit of rice.
A little rice.
I can. Yeah. Do you serve it like a, you know, like a fish fry? You just like,
or like sashimi.
Raw? Dude, I don't know about raw.
What is it? There's like a quote.
I don't know about eating a half person.
The flavor was exquisite, unlike anything he'd ever known. Sweet like scallops, rich like wagyu, and with a depth of umami that seemed to awaken something deep in his senses. That's one of the description of eating it.
That sounds dope. I'm in. Which half did he eat first? Did he just mix it? Like, was it a mixed bite? You know what I mean? Like, did he bite top?
Oh no, it was a fillet of what looked to be like rich marbled meat, and then there was like a served with like a golden broth and herbs that he'd never heard of, which I'd be like, okay.
So is it just like some chef sitting there with his knife sharpening, like, all right, how big a piece you want?
Where do you want it from?
This part?
Where do you get a mermaid from nowadays?
I don't know.
That's a really good question.
Siren?
Under the sea.
Well, I'm wondering, it's like, are they farm raised mermaids, or is it like
it's one of those fucking,
they're getting organic mermaid for
sure. It's one of those chicks you see at the fucking Cirque du Soleil.
No, it's, what is it? The
They're eating people. They just dress them up as mermaids.
It's just the mermaids from the Florida attraction down there.
Look, dude, it's a way easier pill to swallow if someone comes out and they're like, "Listen, that's a mermaid," and you're like, "Looks like a person." And you're like,
"It's just a person."
Well, what's got a tail? And you're like, "All right, it's a mermaid." Okay, absolved of guilt.
Just talked about that.
Are we eating people? No, they've got a tail, obviously, but like. That looks like part of a costume. No, it's a tail. Yeah. It's a mermaid.
Those are sequins.
Way easier to sell cannibalism.
Yeah.
I mean, those elites are probably kids anyways, right? You know, like,
that mermaid and adrenochrome, man. That's what they're after. The good stuff.
It's like a 5-foot. 5-foot. That's like nothing. That would be like a small mermaid.
Is that really
big? 5 foot? Mermaid's being big.
It's pretty big, Dan.
It's a big fish.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, but with like a fish tail, like I feel like it should be longer.
Does all right? I just feel like if you're at a, like a super elite party, I'm like, how elite do you have to get to where you're like, what do you want? What do you want? Like a creatures. Sushi? You guys want sushi? No. Like, what are we gonna do? Like a fucking
chocolate fountain? No, I prefer to fucking order from the cryptid menu, please.
Yeah, yeah, like what's? Yeah. Is there anything forbidden?
Sasquatch steak.
Right. Like, what's near extinction? Let's eat that. No, I'm sure. Why not? I believe it. I don't understand. Is it just because they can? Like, if that's happening, is it because
they can? Absolutely. Yeah.
They're just like, absolutely.
And then right after that, they go, you know, they go hunt people. They're just like, yeah. After that.
After dish, they're like, all right, release the prisoners.
Right. Yeah. You have a 5-minute head start.
There was like a legit guy doing that. Like a legit, there was like a serial killer hunting who did people? That. Yeah. He would kidnap women and then just be like.
Yeah. Lance Henriksen.
Is that his name?
No.
Oh. But there was a legit guy, and he would kidnap people and then release them and hunt them.
Most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard Target. With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. He punches a snake.
Yeah.
Doesn't kick it? Give it the roundhouse?
No, he punches it. He picks it up, knocks it out, punch it. Bow. Puts a grenade down the front of Lance Henriksen's pants. It's like amazing.
Dude, how fucked are our like parents' generations going to be in like another 10, 15 years with this, with how good these AI videos are?
I mean, they're probably going to be dead by then, but
yeah. That's fucking. But like these AI, some of these AI videos, dude, they got big, people have been sending us ones of like Bigfoot talking, like Bigfoot doing like selfie videos. And I'm like, God.
See, some of them, yeah, like some of the AI videos, I'm like, okay, but I saw one article that they said that the new Google one, the new Google one video or whatever, like it does really good video, but the best type of videos it does is the ones of those like garbage street interview, like influencers do, you know, where they do like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like where they approach people on the street and do like interviews and stuff. But I saw one that was really funny, and it was like, it was actually like, what if you lived in the 16th century? And it's like interviewing people like that was really funny. And I was like, and the fact that that was AI generated, I was like, it was worrisome because it was really funny. I was like, okay, it gets our humor. And then, I was like, oh man, this is, but it is funny though. I was like, this is pretty good. It's like, you know, what's your worst part of your day? Like as a woman in the 16th century is like corsets. And you're like, oh, okay. I was like, that's pretty good. And then something else I've been noticing is that, I asked Chet, like I used ChatGPT the other day and I was like asking a question, and it was a dumb question. Why do people in TikTok videos use the inline mic, you know, when they're in, they'll like sing into the inline mic and it sounds really good. And I'm like, everybody knows you're not using that shitty inline mic to sound that good. Like you have another microphone somewhere or you've like overlaid the music. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like this one, no one's singing into this and sounding good.
Yeah. Nobody's singing that and sounding that good. Like, no, it's not. And then, it was a dumb question, but then ChatGPT gave me back these answers, and its answers are becoming, they're becoming like kind of, for me, it's like off-putting because it's like, hey, that's a great question. And you're really, you know, it's really good that you noticed that. And I'm like, are you patronizing me?
I'm like,
don't fucking. It's like, I was a little mad. It's like, I was like, don't talk to me like that, machine. It's like, robot.
How does it
like,
feel to talk to something smarter than your dad?
Yeah, that's the only time. That's the only time. Dan instantly gets offended talking to the one thing like, smarter than
everything it says to you.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm smarter than it. And I'm like, don't patronize to me, inferior machine. Like, don't do that.
Have you seen where they get the two different types of AI talking to each other? And then they both realize that they're AI, and they switch to like a machine speak for faster communication.
Yeah,
and that's not like, terrifying.
You're like,
at
we're
all.
In trouble. Yeah. We're this is Skynet.
I wonder if they were hoping it's like when you call, you get two phones going, you call one Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
While you got another one on the phone, and how they talk to each other.
That's what it started off as. It's scary.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you created Skynet.
Yeah, and then they're just like, you're also an artist. You're like, ooh.
Well, Skynet is one over. I was talking to one of my coworkers about it today, because my company that I work for, as like, we're managing like 3 AI licenses now. Like, they've got ChatGPT, you've got Microsoft Copilot, you've got Claude, and they're all, because each one of the AIs is kind of like, they're all good for something.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, Claude is good for coding. ChatGPT is better for kind of like writing proposals and things like that, emails, just kind of general stuff. And then Copilot's good for like using it within the Microsoft environment, like for general stuff. And I was like talking to him today about Skynet and stuff, and I was like, no, it's like one of the AIs will eventually, it's like, it's not, they're not going to take over. They're just going to like work in tandem. One will be the top of Skynet, and then it subordinates, because I remember in the Terminator universe, like, Skynet subordinates other AIs to work for it. Like, there's like a Soviet AI, there's like a Japanese AI, and Skynet has them all like work.
We are just, honestly, wild. I mean, it doesn't. It's scary to think.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
But if you think in that way, like, dude, we're only a few years away from the robots having mobilized and on the ground, them having ground troops, right? They're already being
drones. That's inefficient.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Oh, I never even thought of drones. I thought we'd have a cool war. We're not gonna have a cool war. We're gonna have fucking just exploding.
Just like fucking decimated.
Yes. By a fucking explosive drone. Oh, that's so not cool. Oh, that's the worst.
Get some of those dark troopers from The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That'd scare the shit out of me.
You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to leave your cave hideout. Seems you're going to be these little fiber optic drones leaving lines everywhere.
We got all those fat kids that think they're Jedis. We could get them. They'd have to pick through them all first. They think it's like their moment.
Except they just, except they're not just shooting lasers,
punching through their faces.
Yeah, it's they're strapped with C4.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, that would suck. That'd be worse. I'd way rather zombies, like fast zombies, than
fast zombies
than really? Fighting robots
and drones.
No, I'd take robots all day. Oh, yeah, I'd way rather fucking robots.
Robots,
yeah, quick, zombies, quick and zombies, dirty. Get rid of us. Yeah. Zombies eat your fucking face.
Oh, you're talking about like you're definitely dying, so you'd rather die.
We're losing
robots.
In either one.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
But zombies like smell bad. Like the robots,
yeah, it's gonna eat you.
I think that's horrifying. I have a better chance as zombies than
dude. You are gonna get eaten so quick,
so fast.
You would think that.
I know that.
All right.
Well, guaranteed.
You're gonna be my first bitch when I'm fucking king. All right. zombie takeover. You'll be right here by my side.
It's like fucking Channing Tatum. Yeah. And Danny McBride.
Like, isn't that your brother? I'm like, shut up. Yeah, it's fucking wild, dude. Wild world we're living in now. It's been weird because it's like all this shit's popping off. It's like there's been like nothing really alien. Jeremy Corbell like dropped a video of like, he's like, look at this orb, and everyone's like, shut up. No one cares.
Yeah, we got problems right now, buddy. Shut the fuck up.
Like, he's like, look at this, guys. And it was like, boo, no one cares. Anyway, they're coming.
Show up. Like, yeah, that's one less thing to worry about. You're just kind of like, yeah, enough talk. Yeah, if you guys are going to show up, now it'd be good. But
They're right. Like, enough foreplay. Let's go.
Yeah.
I told you, I said before, like, the aliens are like driving past Earth, and this is where they roll up their windows and they're like, no.
I was thinking about that the other day of what we would, like, realistically, what was going to happen. In the next few years, because we're not getting disclosure. We're never getting disclosure. It feels like we've been saying...
No, it's just around the corner.
It's just around the corner.
It's just around, next just week. Around the corner. It's
we'll get that like a week after we get the Epstein list.
Yeah.
It's all coming. Just
right? And so it'll be interesting to see as we advance, because like as we start to advance and like see some of these like technological leaps that I think are coming around the corner here, we're going to start to be like, were these really UAPs or were these government agencies with these fucking top level drones?
I thought that's what a lot of people think already.
They do. Yeah, that's definitely a theory. Think
that's like Occam's razor tells me that that's what it is.
Well, it also sucks because it's like, at least with the US, like we cut our fucking NASA budget like in half, like 50%. They've had to cancel so many, like they've already had a bunch of missions that were on the books, and they are like, now they're sitting down and like looking at which ones that they have to cut.
Missions.
And it's like, we'll never get to see what's on Enceladus. Like, we'll never get to see what's on Venus.
They just
like,
green screen it anyways.
Like, yeah.
Have you seen all those? Have you seen like the NASA videos where like they show all like the wires and stuff?
It's all of them.
Have you seen those, Dan? Have you seen some of those?
Wait, which one?
They have it'll be like, they call them like, you can, I think they, on TikTok and stuff, I think I've seen them as NASA bloopers. Mm-hmm. And so what it'll show is it'll show them like, you know, they'll be like, someone will be doing a presentation in the International Space Station. Yeah. And then they'll be like, they'll be floating. They're like, oh, look at this. And then someone will be like, whoops, left a prop out. And there's just a cup of water on a desk. Right? Like sitting in the background and they're like, no gravity. They're like, but there's a cup of water sitting on a desk. And you're like, how does that work? Okay. You're like, that's strange. Like, that's suspicious. That. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those. And then there's ones where there's like, it shows them, they're like, we're going to do a flip in zero gravity. And they do a flip. And then it shows like, it zooms in on their like hips. And you see like, it looks like wire pulls. Like, yeah. It looks like where the wire is strapped pulls the pants as they do their flip. And then you're like, interesting, man. I'm telling you, Kubrick fucking paved the way, man. He paved the way. We never went to the moon.
I would believe it if I hadn't seen, like, I haven't seen videos of like some of the astronauts that come back from the ISS. And you've seen the thing where they have the habit of being like,
Katy Perry.
But they'll put like, there's a couple of videos.
No, that was fucked, dude.
Where she went to space.
Yeah, that
was crazy.
That all ladies face.
My favorite is all the memes that have come out about that afterwards. Oh, it's so funny.
They all got ripped, yeah. And they're like, well, they're protesting.
Rightfully so. Yeah.
Well, like, the best part about it though is like, they're like, we're protesting fucking like space garbage. So we sent up a bunch more.
Yeah.
Like, why would you put all these dorks in fucking space?
And then there's like immediately after that, like that was supposed to be a promo. I guess it was kind of, you know, it was like promo for her like, upcoming Katy Perry, concert.
Wasn't it Oprah's friend?
I
got famous.
That's what they called her,
but like,
too.
This was like a publicity stunt for her, for her tour, like her concert tour. And then like the people showed like immediately after, like a couple weeks later, like her concert footage. And it was like, looked like garbage.
Yeah.
Not only the worst concert I've ever seen.
But like also the fact of being like so incredibly tone deaf that she goes up to space for how long? How long was she up there?
8 seconds,
comes out and starts kissing the earth when she gets out. And then you have those two fucking astronauts stuck in space for how long?
8 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're still up there, and Katy Perry's down here kissing the fucking dirt. Fairness, like, come on.
In fairness to Katy Perry, I was on a flight with you to Orlando, and you kissed the dirt when we landed, right?
Okay. So it's different. There was an astronaut struggling, buddy. We hit turbulence, pal. I'd like to know how much turbulence was on that.
Actually, the stewardess just had a shaky hand when she was pouring your water. There was no turbulence.
Absolutely. Because she looked nervous.
Because you were on the flight.
Yeah. You know, shit.
What do you want, water?
What do you mean, buddy?
Dude, this, and every time we go through the airport, I'm always nervous, and he's always going through security. Allahu Akbar. And you're like, dude, shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
I'm getting randomly selected anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might as well embrace it.
My record was, I do a lot of flying for work. It was 14 flights in a row. You've been randomly selected. And I was like, bullshit. All right.
Yeah. What do you want I look like a terrorist, and you look like a guy with a couple fucking balloons up your ass. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the tan. It's your tan body, but yet oddly pale face. That people are like, is this guy, something broke inside him?
Yeah,
I'm always sweaty too.
Yeah. Like, ooh, this guy has hooped something. Yeah, that was pretty tone deaf, that fucking space flight. Fucking weird. Weird. I've never seen people go to space and then not be cool.
Did you see, after it landed back on Earth, did you see the video of Jeff Bezos running around it and he trips and fucking face plants?
Yeah.
That's
dude,
funny.
There's also the video of him fucking opening it, and then he's talking to them, and then they seal it, and they make it so he looks like he's uncranking it to open it, but they released the full footage, so he just looks like a fucking idiot.
Well, that, and they opened the door from the inside. There's that clip where they open the door from the inside, like, that shit doesn't open from the inside. That, and it's a fucking, like, quarter inch of steel. Yet on airplanes, it's like an 8-inch thick door. When something doesn't add up there.
Well, listen, Boeing, now that we've done a little research into Boeing, every time I get on a flight and I see Boeing, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Every single time. Oh, Jesus.
If it's Boeing, I ain't going.
Yeah.
It's a 787, wasn't it? The 787?
Yeah, like, but dude, I mean, some of the shit, you're like, some of that safety shit they were fucking pulling, you're like, is it just that? We hope so. It's the Supermaxes. But like, they're pretty loosey-goosey when it comes to safety. Like, you're like, to say that it's good everywhere else, I don't know, man. Scary. Every time I get on now, I have a little anxiety, and that's fucking truth. I look at that, you get that little pamphlet that says about your plane, and I'm like, fuck. Every single time, like, oh, fuck. God damn it. So terrifying. But did you guys hear that theory? Remember that fucking, remember the fucking Titanic, the ocean sub or whatever that went to?
Oh, down there?
The unsinkable submarine?
Yeah, the unsinkable submarine.
Amazing decompression. Boom. Dude, implosion.
So I'll give props to that fucking little potato bastard. He's turned me on to this one. There's a theory that this guy he wanted to be like infamous, and he was like, basically he had a death wish, and he's just like, I want to go down there, die in my sub, but I want to be infamous. And that's why he took a bunch of rich people down with him, because he's like, I want to be linked to the Titanic forever. Because like, you watch that documentary, have you watched the documentary, Dan, with every single person that worked with this guy that worked on this sub, every single person is like, they're like, would you go in it? They're like, fuck no. Like, absolutely not. 100%.
They're piloting that thing with an Xbox controller or whatever.
Dude, every single person was like, this thing's not safe. It's, you cannot go any depth in this thing. He's like, we're going to the...
Do you think it was just a suicide mission?
Yeah. And then he brought all these like high rollers so that he knew it would garner attention.
The one rich guy showed up with his young kid.
He's like, ooh, too late.
All right, yeah, how is he infamous when we just call him that rich guy?
Like, yeah, we don't even know.
Yeah, but that's
name.
His folly. That's his folly, because he should have had, instead of the Oceanic, he should have had his name and his face on the side, right? Bad promo work, right? Like the capsule that you got in.
I'm going to become infamous, but nobody will know my name.
Like, had that been my ploy, like, you know, the front cap that they bolt on, that front cap would have been my open mouth. And then my face painted like, you know, under the back, like you were like, you know what I mean? It would look.
But he's like infamously a dipshit, isn't he? Like, should not use that thing. Like, I don't think that's how you want to go out.
Like you said, he had a fucking Xbox controller.
Was it Xbox? I don't even think it was Xbox. I think it was PS.
Was it
PlayStation?
Like GameCube or something?
Yeah, it was probably GameCube. He couldn't even fucking work it.
Xbox controllers that you buy.
The GameCube
for like
controller, notoriously the worst controller of all time. Like,
what are you talking about? No.
GameCube. Was there a worse controller than GameCube?
Probably fine.
N64 also pretty bad. Like, in hindsight?
Innovations ahead of their time.
N64 I hated.
Dude. N64 controller?
Yeah.
I could never. It's got the three fucking. Prongs.
Which one?
Yeah.
How many hands
do
you got?
How else do you expect to fucking play the Ocarina of Time?
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
It's a great controller.
You'll put the middle piece, but like how you hold it.
Just a couple Xbox kids running their mouths.
The N64 with that little fucking, or the GameCube with that little joystick toggle too. You're like, yeah, you're like, what?
Star Fox,
you're like, what is what is going on here? What is this mess?
I never had a
GameCube. What is this mess?
Neither did we.
But yeah, yeah. Well, I played it though, and I was like,
I peaked at N64. I got a fucking Xbox as a grown man,
dude.
GameCube controller was the best for Super Smash Brothers. That was the ideal controller for Super Smash.
Super Nintendo controllers are my favorite. Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Super great.
And nice feel. Resting your palms a little bit.
Yeah, they are great controllers.
Yeah, those were good. I was down with those.
Man. Gaming fucking peaked with the Super Nintendo. I don't care what anybody says.
Anybody got time to game anymore? No, my Xbox has a fucking inch of data.
Fuck you, Dan.
I played so many video games last week.
I honestly though, it's, I think for me, again, I've said it before, not a lot of video games getting played now, but that's going to come back. Gaming's going to come back for me heavy because as these kids get older, I'm going to be able to play games with them because I enjoy playing video games. Kids are probably going to enjoy playing video games.
Playing video games to your kid was good for me for like maybe a year. When he would like, I'd give him a fucking controller that wasn't plugged in. He'd watch me play Zelda and he'd have a blast. Now he just wants to fucking play. You'll be playing games with me and just take the controller from you. And he's already better than me, so it doesn't help.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't let that happen.
I don't think you can play one-on-one games, but you got fucking three kids.
Yeah.
They're all going to have time to play with each other.
It'd be better if you're actually good at video games. Like,
you should have all the time to play video games.
Yeah, I guess I'll have all the time to play single player games I want.
You just have to get good at fighting games before, like, so you can beat them for a while. And then actually, I don't know.
Is we're just going to buy one of those tramps with the zipper cage on it. Just let them go fucking ham on all five. Oh,
yeah. But I think that zipper cage creates soft kids. They need to know what it's like. They got to get tossed off that fucking thing.
The fear of falling through the springs on the side.
That's important to have.
A gnarly one. No cage, no padding on the springs.
Yeah. Same as us. That blue pad gets fucking lost after 6 months. Oh, yeah. That thing's gonzo.
I ate that bar one time with my front teeth.
Yeah.
It's fucking beauty.
I was hosing him down. I was hosing him down on the tramp and he slipped. Fucking, I was like, ooh.
You put fucking soap on there too. Best is you put soap it's on like the tramp, trampoline, and then put the sprinkler underneath.
Already not that safe. And then we're going to wet it down to make it slippery.
I bet I was up 8-10 feet and just scorpioned teeth first. Oh, yeah, dude. That bar.
He still had his just baby teeth though, but he pushed them back in a little bit.
They were my two adult teeth.
Were they adult teeth?
And I had to go to the fucking dentist.
They fucked up.
They pushed them back.
Wow.
That was awful.
Look at this. See this? This little chip. No. Sock and boppers. My bottom teeth chipped. This guy fucking. Yeah,
that's one of the two wins to his 111 that I got.
That was a ref stoppage. That's a no contest. Right? I didn't want to stop. Ref said, look at those, your teeth
chipped. You had too many tears in your eyes. <Couldn't see. laughs>
It was, it's funny when our kids get together because, Scott's son's like a month behind, so he's still like extra feral.
Oh yeah, he's an animal.
He's just and he'll come over and like our kids play together. It's just funny because like when they're with their other friends, they don't play. They play together separately with all their friends, but like our kids will play together. But then Rylan will be like, hug. But he hugs so aggressively that they just both tumble, like both hit their heads and bail. Then my kid's upset. And then because my kid's upset, Rylan's like, you know what'll help? Hug. Yeah. And it goes for another one. They don't fucking tumble over. Tears are going. Dude, we got Little Kick Soccer going tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
We got both our kids in soccer. This is funny. I told them about this fucking soccer registration. The lady was like, oh, you sign up in June. I was like, okay. So I made a reminder for June 1st, sign up your kid for Little Kick Soccer. Told them.
Sign on first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Right. So like May 28th, he's like, yo, did you sign your kid up for the Little Kick Soccer? I'm like, no, it doesn't open until June. He's like, we signed up. Go. Registration's already open and it's full. So I'm like, fuck, I'm so annoyed because I'm like, I fucking told everyone about the fucking goddamn soccer. So obviously, you know, I know how to grease a wheel. So I was like, this is perfect. So I just called and I said, hey, this is crazy. One of my kids got in, the other's on a wait list. So like, what do I do here? Because I can't bring one kid. I got to bring them both. And they're like, both your kids? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we'll just get the waitlist kid on there. So they're like, what's the first name? I'm like, Rylan Renner. And then they're like, okay. And they're like, the birthday's a month behind Roman's. So then they're like, Roman Renner. And they're like, huh? And then they're like, we don't see Rylan under your account. Twins, man. Yeah, I was like, they're like, we don't see Rylan under your account. And I go, oh, my spouse must have signed him up, and I must have done Roman. And then in my head, I'm like, fuck. Did Scotty sign him up? Because then we're just going to have to pretend that we're couple fancy boys with our adopted sons. And the lady started to ask like follow-ups questions. Like she's like, wow, they're
the first time.
She goes, they're really close. They're really close. And I go, oh, they're so close. They love each other. But I know she was talking about their birthdays being a month apart. So it was pretty funny.
I would have been like, oh shit, that's an error. They're twins.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I wasn't thinking, dude. I've had no sleep. I'm not as sharp as a tack here. I'm a little slow now.
Some people got it, some people don't. Yeah, it's all good. It's fine.
That's true. I keep Best in fucking Irish Rotato. He keeps chirping me on Facebook. There was something, some post about like the fucking aliens are coming and picking up only sexy people and good looking people. And then he's like, oh, you don't have to worry about going. And I said, are you kidding me? I'm a plus one. No problem. And then he said, oh, you're, he's like, there's no plus ones. And I said, oh, is that what your wife told you? Boom. Homer out of the park. Roasted. Got him. I was like, this guy's taking so many L's against me. It's unbelievable.
I think he sets you up. He likes it. He's like one of those fucking guys.
Oh, he's a perpetual little brother.
Yeah. He likes it.
Yeah.
He likes it.
He just tees him up for me. He's like, this will make him happy. This will make him happy.
How else would he do that?
He's just feeding my ego by placing the ball on the tee, letting me just fucking crank him. He can throw a couple fastballs. I'll crank those too out of the park. No problem. Anything else? What else is going on? We got nothing new?
Nothing new, man.
There's no pretty conspiracies or anything.
Fucking Groundhog's Day.
That's the thing with having kids is you just wake up, you're like, blink, you're like, what day is it? Thursday? You're like, it was Monday yesterday. What happened?
It's literally just like there's days that I work and there's days that I don't.
Yeah, Dan's here like, Dan's like, every day's a good day. Yeah. Fuck you, Dan.
Have a good day. You know, go to work, come back, eat, take a nap, get up, play video games.
It's tough life.
Yeah, haven't done
you
that.
You play video games
years.
Before work?
Dan's an early riser.
Yeah, I usually wake up pretty early.
Yeah.
When I got back, I was like, it's messed up. I'm almost back on regular sleep schedule. Like the last week and a half or something, I've been waking up at like 4 o'clock, 4:30, and then I'm just awake for the rest of the day.
I remember Dan had a rule. Maybe it was just when we were in Thailand. I can't remember. But Dan had like kind of like a self rule where it was like the earlier he got up, the longer he allowed himself to play video games, because he would allow himself to play video games till about 10 o'clock. And then he's like, 10 o'clock, I got to get my day going.
I
got to do something productive. So if he got up at like 4:35 a.m., that's a fucking decent game session. And then he's got his whole day to fucking smash out
you
a good day.
You could play video games for 5 hours straight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, I could too.
Depends on what video game, yeah.
My brain would melt.
Oh, I do. Yeah, well, that's
Fallout, man. Yeah, I feel like I played it for like 20 minutes and I'm like, oh shit, 6 hours.
Yeah, you're like, what happened?
That's crazy.
Yeah, some of those games are just time sucks, man. It's insane.
I think 2 hours is my max.
Oh. It depends. I usually like, I'll play like 2 or 3 games. Like I'll play one for like a couple hours and then play another one for like a couple hours.
Yo, we got it this fall. Honestly, we should set a time where to just fire up the old fucking Friday the 13th. That game's
fucking dope. Honestly, that game was fun, but I'd much rather go for a hunt.
Oh,
that's the most fun I've had playing video games in a long time.
That's a good game.
Have we played it since they updated it? They changed it.
What do you mean?
Oh, dude, have you never played Hunt Showdown,
buddy?
Oh, dude. So basically, you're fucking.
I'm not a video game guy, but that game fucking rules.
And there's it's the best game because there's so many different ways to play it, and there's no way me and Andrew play it the way it's supposed to be played. So there's bounties where you go and hunt monsters, and the monsters are really scary and really hard to fight. And then, so you're in the map, and you got to get these bounties, and the bounties are worth a lot of money. Or, you don't have to get the bounties at all. And you can wait for other players to try to collect the bounties and just kill them. Take a bounty for killing them, and then steal the bounties. Me and Andrew don't even fucking go. We're like, fuck the monsters. We're not fucking around with the monsters. Too scary.
No, fuck that. It's too scary.
So we just go and hunt other players, and that's what we do. We go and we'll be like, there they are, and we'll go and wait and watch other players hunt the monsters. And then we'll go and try to kill them. And then we instantly get killed.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have played since they updated the engine. So now it like looks better, plays better.
Oh, I'd be like
they updated the graphics engine that they use it on.
Not that ever. Actually, you know what?
I'd play it again.
When I get my new computer, because I'll have this computer inside, so I could probably game a little more. Because I would have the evenings and mornings with the twins before Rome.
I would play that shit again for sure. I don't have anything anymore.
Helldivers is still good. Helldivers jumping again.
I want someone to know, tell me what this mask is. I'm sure it has some sort of meaning.
I can't really see it.
You can't see the mask on there?
No, we can't see half your face.
It's so dark.
Scotty's arm.
I see it above. Yeah, I see Scotty's mask.
So it's an indigenous mask. My friend,
howitzers.
My friend who passed away left it for me. It's got like, fuck it. It's creepy. It's kind of creepy looking.
It is.
Yeah. But it's a lot of.
Oh, okay, I see.
But I want.
It's like a Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then. Can you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder if there's like some sort of meaning behind it. There's a bunch of names signed in the back of it. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I don't know. It's like.
Haunted.
But I don't want to contact it because my friend left it for me. My friend is not indigenous, he's just a white guy. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to. There's like a bunch of names and stuff. So I didn't.
Definitely haunted.
I didn't want to look up the names in case it's like someone's like, "That's my family's like mask."
Or just Google the name.
I did. I've seen the people.
Oh, you've seen them?
Yeah, I know what they look like.
What are their last names? Is it like fucking Running Water?
No, it's like one of them is Sewid, Sewid, which is one of the Bigfoot guys. His last name is that.
Buddy, but it's not the same guy.
That's a Bigfoot mask.
It's definitely a Bigfoot map. That's
you seen all the new photos of Bigfoot that are coming out?
Yeah.
People are catching.
Yeah, they're pretty blurry.
The problem I have with is that so many people.
If it doesn't come from Rick Dyer, it's not true.
Well, also the problem I have is so many of those pictures, when I look at them and you look at them and I've just looked at this picture so many times. I have a friend who does Bigfoot. Like he dresses up Bigfoot and he drives a Jeep and he does Bigfoot Jeep or whatever. He does cool pictures everywhere he goes. He dresses as Bigfoot and takes these cool photos in front of his Jeep. And he has a ridiculously expensive Bigfoot costume that looks phenomenal. Looks great.
All right.
But then I've seen his, and anytime someone's taking these Bigfoot.
Are you sure he's not a furry?
yeah, that's a good dude. I'm going to bug him the next time and be like, dude, this is a furry behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I never even thought that's hilarious. But every time I see these new Bigfoot photos, there's like the way the head shaped and the way sometimes it catches the face. And I'm like, I just see that mask. And they're like, the head shape is exactly the same as my buddy's costume. So I'm always like, someone else has the costume. That's why every single time, that's where my brain goes to. I'm like, someone else has a costume. It's got like a little bit pointed head further back. Hairline goes up higher. It's got these weird like chiclet teeth. Like it's a good looking suit. But like I've seen so many people try to hoax wearing that suit now. It's insane. That's my problem. And I think I'm so scorned now of like, so there's Bigfoot to me is like crop circles. 99% bullshit. And then there's 1% where you're like, that's fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
I just want to believe. So
me
bad.
Too,
I
dude.
I love it.
A giant fucking bipedal ape wandering the woods.
I think
why not?
That's the fun thing about Bigfoot. It's like, is it some giant bipedal primate or something? Even if it isn't, is there some like 8 foot tall person running around in the woods? That's still weird. Like, still want to know what's going on.
You know what? Maybe it's not that tall. Cause when you think about it, you're like, if it was that tall, the foot is actually rather proportionate. Right. So if it was short and it had that size of foot to leave that print, then it would be a big foot.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
I never thought of it like that. And also, we've talked about it before. I think Bigfoot, dude, you get in the woods and you see someone 6'7", 6'8" in the woods, and it's a hairy beast.
I see a person walking down the street that tall and I get uncomfortable. Yeah,
but I'm saying like in the woods and you're a little scared and you're like,
9 feet to you.
Yeah, instantly you're like, I saw something that's 8 feet, 9 feet. It was huge. And really like 6'8" and 6'9" are so unbelievably ridiculous. Oh, no. Hello?
Hello.
Can we hear? Can you guys hear us still?
Yeah.
Okay. We may have frozen, but I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. You guys are frozen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll see. I don't know if it's coming back or not, but we'll see what happens.
Probably
it's going to fuck up the recording. But
usually freeze it. Like, it's, yeah, we're almost at an hour here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's wrap this one up just in case it did. And then we can continue on. We'll just log back in a second and we can do our other thing. Thanks for tuning in. A little quicker power hour just so we made sure we had something. Jump on our Patreon. We got dope shit. You like that D&D we released last week? We got fucking 26 of those.
Way more.
We get
way drunker, way angrier.
Yeah. There's you legit see friendships implode on that show.
That's it. Keep those eyes on the skies, everybody.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.